Ball goes left side to Kaylin Luthies. Three-pointer's up, no good. Rebound and pulled down by Kaylee Moore for Linden. Neisler, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound and goes out to Toddy. Toddy for three, no good. Rebound comes out long. Sadie Albert has the ball stolen by Neisler. Neisler dribbles in, shot up off the glass and good.
Can't give Linden that many opportunities.
No, Neisler now with 12. Extends the lead. We're going to get a timeout called by Madison coach Brett Daniels. We'll take a timeout too. 4:09 to go in the third quarter. It is Linden 20, Madison 16. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Back here at Linden, 4:09 to go here in the third quarter, 20-16. Linden with the lead. Madison to get the ball to Luthy. Luthy gets the ball in Sadie Albert. She's going to be fouled, so Sadie will be going to the free throw line. Sadie's been a frequent flyer at the line tonight.
Yeah, we mentioned that they're going to have to make their way to the foul line. This will be their ninth and tenth attempt in the quarter alone, and we're only halfway through.
Yeah. That foul was on Kearley Moore. Her first free throw is up and no good. However, they have not made a field goal yet.
No.
Sadie Albert's second free throw is up and good. Sadie now with 9 points tonight. Leads Madison. Cuts the lead to 20-17. Ball goes to the right side. Now they get it over the left side. Driving in is Sowers. Layup good and a foul. Kristen Sowers now with 6 points. Foul is going to be on Jenna Thompson. That's her third. So with Thompson and Camden White now in foul trouble, the free throw is up and good by Sauer. Gives her seven. It's a 23-17 lead for Linden. Jenna Thompson for three. No good. Foul is on Bailey Benjamin. That'd be Bailey's first. Here comes Allie Neisler with it. Neisler gives it. Thought about the three, gives it up to Toddy. Toddy goes to the right side to Sowers. Sowers gives the ball off to Neisler. Neisler drives in. 10-footer. Good. Allie Neisler now with 14. Extends the lead, the largest lead of the night.
Can't let Neisler have that much space.
Linden leading 25-17. Ball goes to the left side. Now they get it back up top to Thompson. Left side to White. White now gets it up. Goes to the left side to Jenna Thompson. Thompson back over the left side to Thompson. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Gives it back out to Kaylin Luthy. Luthy loses the basketball. Here comes Neisler with it. Down on the break. This is off to Sowers. Layup good. Sowers now with 7 1/4 and 9 for the game, and it's up to a 10-point lead just like that.
Yes, a big 7-0 run here by Linden.
Ball goes inside. Now they get it into Sadie Albert. Albert's shot is up off the glass and good.
That's the first time Madison has done that really in the second half. Has hit Albert either at the foul line or in the post.
And the ball goes to the right side. Now they bring it back up. Now get the ball. Toddy gives it off to Sowers. Sowers gives the ball up to Neisler. Neisler thought about the three, gives the ball over to Toddy. Toddy left side, it goes to Sowers. Sowers gets inside, dishes it off, layup no good, but the foul. And Braylon McNally will be going to the free throw line. That foul is on Jenna Thompson, her fourth. Free throw is up and on the way, and it is good. Linden is 2 for 2 from the line here this half. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded to Sadie Albert. Albert gives it to Luvey. Luvey gets it across the timeline. Gets the ball left side. Now Albert kicks it left side to Luvey for three. No good. Rebounded by Albert in the corner. Albert gets the ball up to Luvey. Luvey gets the ball right side to White. White down the right wing. Luvey down in the corner. Goes again inside to Darborough. Darborough shots up. No good. And she's fouled. So Riley Darborough will be going to the free throw line. That foul is on Braylon McNally. Her third. Free throw is up and it is good. They're going to be dependent on Riley Darborough for a while here tonight.
Yep.
Darborough's second free throw is up and good. She's got four. And here comes, cuts the lead to 28-21. 1:15 to go here in the third. Long jumper up and good by Allie Neisler.
Neisler starting to find a rhythm now. She's hit quite a few of her last shots.
She's now up to 16 on the night. Kaylin Luthy for three. No good. Rebounded by Lexi Toddy, and she's going to be fouled by Bailey Benjamin. I do believe that'll be number two on Bailey. But that's team foul number five on Madison. At the free throw line will be Lexi Toddy. Free throw is up and good. Second free throw is up and good. The lead's back up to 11 now, 32-21. Massimo with the basketball. He gets the ball to the right side. Now Luvey. Luvey gets it in. Back out top to White. White goes to the left side to Albert. Albert gets inside, shots up, no good, and she's fouled. You know, ever since the technical fouls were called, Linden's been the team that's responded.
Yep, 100%.
Free throw is up and no good by Albert. A foul, by the way, was on Keirley Moore, her second. Second free throw is up and good.
So Madison now 11 out of 21 from the foul line.
First off, that's a lot of attempts.
A lot of attempts.
Yeah. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Three-pointer by Allie Neisler is up. No good. Rebounded by Madison. Here comes Kaylin Luvey. Luvey gets it down to Camden White. Camden White dribbles baseline. Layup off the glass. No good. Rebounded to Linden. Here comes Neisler. She gets the ball down to Toddy. Toddy drives in. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Toddy. She gets it out to Sowers. Long jumper. Good. Tristan Sowers with 9 in the quarter and 11 for the game. And after 3, it is Linden 34. Madison 22. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
As we get set to start the fourth quarter, Madison will have the ball, trailing 34-22. That corner really was Tristan Sowers kind of taking over the game offensively for Lyndon.
Yeah, absolutely. That was something that I'm sure Heckel was saying, hey, I need your seniors to step up. And Neisler responded, Sowers responded. They've all done a very good job of extending this lead now.
And now Camden White has it, gets the ball to the right side to Albers. Albers picks up a dribble, gets the ball back up to White. White gets the ball to Luthy. Luthy gets the left corner to White. White gives it in to Benjamin. Benjamin back out top. Ball stolen by Lexi Toddy. Toddy gives the ball off. Layup by Neisler. No good. Rebound to... going to be a foul on the rebound. I think they're going to get it on Lexi Toddy. She's kind of laughing like she ran over somebody. She's not very big. That'll be number four, though, on Lexi. Now they get the ball right side to Albert. Albert gets the ball in the right wing. Now they get the ball left side to Camden White for three. And shots up no good. Rebound by Sadie Albert. And she's fouled. So they're going to actually roll a jump ball. And that will go over to Lyndon. Mutual simultaneous possession.
Yep.
So Allie Neisler gets it. Gets the ball up top to Toddy. Toddy goes to the ball the right side. McNally. McNally gets it to Sowers. Sowers going to be fouled on her way to the basket. It's going to be against Bailey Benjamin, looks like. I do believe that, no, excuse me, that's going to be on Riley Darbro, her first. And now his pass comes in up top. They go to the left side. McNally gets the ball up to Toddy. Toddy gets the ball inside, gets it back out. Allie Neisler's jumper is up, no good. Rebound and out of bounds to... it's going to stay with Lyndon. Timeout going to be called by Lyndon coach Megan Heckel. And it's 34-22. Lyndon with the lead with 6:43 to go in the ball game. I want to remind everybody, did your favorite athlete have a great game that we should know about? Nominate them to be the KBOE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kboe.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and then listen Monday mornings on the 7:50 a.m. sportscast on 1400 a.m. 96.9 FM KBOE and Country 101.7. And on KBOE's Monday Morning Quarterback beginning at 11:06. To hear that week's Athlete of the Week, seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KBOE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship at the end of the school year. Nominate your athlete today at kboe.com/athlete. That's kboe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks for fast, reliable, high-speed internet. Go to mtnetworks.com for more information.
We have some score updates from around the area. That's over on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Coach Ron Slaymaker leads Bill Meinstead.
Oh.
Former Lyon County League opponents.
Yes.
But Topeka High 27-21 against the Lady Spartans.
And bounce pass comes in underneath. That shot is up and no good. But Kearley Moore will be going to the free throw line. And that foul is going to be on Camden White, her fourth.
Little River leading Opie 13-7 at the end of the first.
Free throw is up and good by Kearley Moore. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Sadie Albert. Madison gets it across the timeline. Ball goes to right side to Albert. Albert picks up a dribble, gives it to Camden White. The left corner goes to Kaylin Luthi. Three-pointers up, no good. Rebound to Lindman. Neisler takes it. Jumper. Good.
Smooth. Nice. So smooth.
She's got 18, but it hasn't been flashy.
No, it has not been flashy, but, man, she is touching the pin from elbow extended.
And now they get the ball. Madison with, trailing by 15, 37-22. Camden White with the basketball. Gets ball left side to Albert. Now back up Albert. Three-pointers up and good. Well, we haven't said this much tonight. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Neither team hitting their three-pointers tonight, Michael.
Yeah, Madison 2 out of 10 now. Linden 0 for 13.
And now, dribble on the right side of McNally, and she's going to be fouled by Sadie Albert. 5:28 to go here. That'll be number 3 on Sadie. Jenna Thompson back in the game replacing Camden White. Inbounds pass comes in. They get it right side to Toddy. Toddy dribbles in. Dishes it left side. Layup good by Braylee McNally. She's got 3 and extends the lead back to 39-25. 5:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. And now a steal. Allie Neisler with it on the break. Neisler stops, pops, shots up, no good. Gets the rebound, put back up, and no good, but she's fouled. Again, she's like, I can't get the shot to fall. Foul is going to be on Kaylin Luthi, her second. At the free throw line, it's up and good by Neisler. Neisler's second free throw was up and good. Neisler now with 20. And extends the lead to 41-25. They get the ball up top. Now shot is up and no good by Madison. And now Riley Watts at that time with the shot. And ball left side to Neisler. Neisler dribbles baseline. Scoop shot up and good. She's got 22 now. And extends the lead to 43-25. Ball goes left side. Sadie Albert for 3. Shots up, no good. Rebound goes picked up by Darborough. Darborough shots up no good, but she's fouled. I think they're going to get this on Kearley Moore. Yes, they are.
But, you know, can we mention at the very beginning of the broadcast that Linden's tempo was going to try and wear down Madison? I think this is really shown through in the closing moments of the third and here in this fourth quarter.
Yes, and I think especially without Molly Daniels, that kind of limited their bench.
Yeah, absolutely. Gets even shorter.
Morgan Young back in the game for Linden. Free throw is up, though, but Darborough's up and good. Darborough, though, is providing some good minutes off the bench for him tonight. She's got 5. Linden leading 43-27, though, with the basketball, 4:20 to go here in the ballgame. Ball is the right side, dribbling on in. Sauer's shot is up, no good. Rebounded out to Neisler. Neisler goes off a screen. Long jumper is up, no good. Rebounded by Linden again. Lexi Toddy with it. Right side to McNally. Left side to Neisler. Neisler drives in, has the ball stripped, but loose ball. It's going to be out of bounds off of Madison. Good hustle that time by Sowers and Darborough, both going after it. We're going to get a foul called, actually, on Riley Darborough. Yeah, it's going to be on Riley Darborough. That is her second, I do believe.
Fouls. Yeah, it should be bonus now. That's 15 foul.
Yeah. And going to the free throw line will be Tristan Sowers, who is 3 for 3 tonight at the line. She was huge for them in that third quarter. Free throw is up and no good. Free throw is up and good. She's got 12. 4 out of 5 at the free throw line tonight for Tristan Sowers. Ball goes to the right side. Now they get back up. Kaylin Luthy for 3. Good. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. That's her second three-pointer of the night. And now we're going to get an illegal screen.
Against Linda.
She ran through.
Oh, ran through. I thought it looked like an offensive foul.
I think the referee just said she ran through her because she did kind of run through her. At the free throw line, free throw is up and good by Braylee McNally. Michael, how's Linden shooting from the free throw line this half?
That was their 20th attempt. That's their 12th attempt in the second half. Make that 13 in the second half alone.
I was going to say, that seems like they're doing pretty good.
So they're 10 out of 13.
Wow.
In the second half.
Yeah, I take that if I'm Coach Heckle. Now shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Sowers. Linden with a 16-point lead with 3:05 to go. Neisler's going to go shoot some more free throws.
Do have a score update from Little River. Little River 29, Opie 24.
Oh.
So that looks to be a pretty good contest.
Yes.
Looks like everyone else trying to keep tabs on Huddle, and it's crashed. Internal server error.
Free throw's no good by Neisler. That's fourth foul on Riley Darborough. Second free throw by Neisler's up and good. Neisler with 23 on the night. Averages, I think, 28 or 29 on the season.
Yeah. Of course, you'll have heard Segrist and Sadie Albert?
Yep.
In the Optimist All-Star game, the end of March?
Yes, we will. It'll be a fun night. Jenna Thompson's three-pointers up, no good. Rebound. And this game kind of really also epitomizes the Flint Hills League has been dominant on the girls' side this year.
Mm-hmm.
Inbounds pass comes in. Sadie Albert's layup, no good, but she's fouled. Yeah, on the girls' side, it's been pretty good run this year for the Flint Hills League. And with definitely some state contenders at 2A and 3A level.
Yep, absolutely.
Free throw is up and no good by Sadie. Yeah, and if you're a Linden fan, you can look on Keisha's website tomorrow morning, and they'll have where you're going to be playing next week. Free throw is up and good by Sadie Albert. We already know our plans, at least for the first 2 days of next week.
Yep, first two. Of course, semifinals still to be determined.
Yep. Now, jumper's up and good by Allie Neisler. Neisler with 25. And the lead's up to 18, 49-31. Jenna Thompson goes to the left side. Kaylin Luthy is three-pointers up. No good. Rebound to Linden. McNally with it. McNally gets it up to Neisler. Neisler gets it across the timeline. Nope, not in time. But the clock does read 24.
Yep.
Camden White back in the game. And bounce pass comes in to Luthy. Luthy gets the ball right side to Jenna Thompson. Thompson, free throw line, jumper. No good. Rebounded to Allie Neisler for Linden. Neisler gets it across the timeline. Jumper from the left wing. No good. Rebound by McNally. Gets it out to Sowers. Now gets it to Neisler. 30 seconds to go. 30 seconds in the shot clock. Now down to 20. 1:35 to go in the game. Neisler gets the ball over to Lexi Toddy. Toddy comes back, gets the ball in, and now the Neisler jumper is off the side. No good. Rebounded to, it'll be a tie-up. I think Neisler thought she might have gotten fouled.
Yeah, it was something that you don't see a shot like that from her very often.
No. 1:10 to go here in the ballgame. Luthy gets the ball to the right side. Now they get it up to Bailey Benjamin. Bailey Benjamin gives it. Jumper is up and no good. Rebounded by Benjamin. Put back up, no good. Rebound put back up by Jenna Thompson. No good. And Jenna Thompson will be going to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Allie Neisler. Free throw by Jenna Thompson's up, no good. Jaden Segrist back in the game. I think because Segrist, they're probably going to pull the seniors out one player at a time.
Yep.
Here. Free throw is up and good by Thompson. But I would say that Coach wasn't happy with her technical.
No, she hasn't played much here in the second half.
So Segrist with it out up top. It has the ball stolen by Luthy. Luthy drives in. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Albert. Put back up, no good, and she's fouled. And that is going to be foul number 5. On Morgan Young. Sadie in a very popular spot for her tonight at the free throw line. McNally back in the game. And we're going to have wholesale substitutions coming in for Linden. Free throw is up and good by Sadie Alvin. For Linden, it looks like it'll be Kinley Moore along with Kearley Moore. Braylon McNally and Kylie Dorr. And for Madison, it will be Madeline Griffith, Morgan Weekly, Molly Hurlburt, and Riley Watts, and the free throw is up and good by Sadie.
30th attempt tonight for Madison.
And Sadie leaves the game with 18 points on the night. Good effort by Sadie Albert here tonight. 30 seconds to go. Linden leading by 15. Kinley Moore with it, gets it up to Kearley Moore. Kearley gives it off to McNally. I asked Coach Heckle, would it be emotional tonight? And I think it is definitely, because this senior class here is going to go out in style tonight. And the shot clock violation with half a second left on the clock. And Michael, on senior night here in Linden, it is the Linden Lady Tigers coming away with a 49-34 victory over the Madison Lady Bulldogs. And what was a really competitive first half, second half kind of got away.
Yep, strong second half by the Linden Lady Tigers.
All right, we'll be back with the Rich Store Company postgame show coming up. Rich Store Company, residential garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding community on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Welcome to the Rich Door Company postgame show and the final score here tonight on the girls' game. It is Linden 49, Madison 34, and let's give you a rundown of the stats. Stats brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And for Madison, they were led by 18 points from Sadie Albert. We got 8 from Caitlin Luthy, 2 points from Riley Darborough, and 6 from Riley Darborough and 2 points from Jenna Thompson. For Linden, game high 25 points from Allie Neisler. They got 12 for Tristan Sowers. 2 points each from Lexi Totti and Jaden Segrist. 5 points from Braylee McNally and 1 point from Kearley Moore. Michael, how did the team stats look?
Yeah, team stats, Linden 16 out of 41. They're 0 out of 13 from long range, 17 out of 23 from the foul line. They out-rebound Linden 28 to 23. And then turnover-wise, 12 for Linden, 18 for Madison. Madison 17 out of 30 from the foul line. Mm-hmm. 3 out of 14 from long range, 4 out of 26 inside.
Yeah.
And they were only 1 out of 14 in the second half.
That's where their troubles really were. Yep. It wasn't the free throw line. It's missing the 5 and 10 footer.
Absolutely.
And we've seen that with them in the past, that if they can get the inside shots to go, it just does so much for them. But tonight, too, it's senior night here, and the seniors really came through for the Linden Lady Tigers.
Absolutely.
Especially, I thought they got a really good game, a typical Allie Neisler game. That'll do it for the girls' game. As the final score on the girls, it is Linden 49, Madison 34. We'll be back with the boys' game coming up on Country 101.7 FM.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 or Yokohama Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality services on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Grant Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
And we welcome into the Mel's Tire pregame show on Country 101.7 FM. Michael Dieker joined by Madison's head coach, Alex McNeil. The Bulldogs now 14-6 on the season after a 60-49 victory over Chase County on Tuesday. Coach, what were some key takeaways from that victory on Tuesday night?
Well, I thought we did, you know, pretty good job offensively, you know, attacking them from both the inside and outside. I got a couple of shots to fall from the perimeter, and then, you know, Octavian, we did a good job getting him the ball because they really struggled to guard him, and I think our kids did a good job notifying that and getting him the ball, and so pretty pleased there. And then I thought second half we played better defense to finally get some separation and win the game.
Now, you mentioned, you know, in our post-game interview, the pace of play, your up-tempo style kind of wore down the Bulldogs of Chase County as the night wore on. Is that something you guys are going to be looking to exploit tonight against Linden?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been telling the kids all year. And you know, and I think they finally realized that. Chase County definitely got worn down, and life got a lot easier for us. And told the kids, it's kind of frustrating. I've been telling you guys that all year. So let's keep doing that. That's why we're trying to do it. And so hopefully we can find similar success with Linden.
Now, you mentioned Octavian Dean really having success Tuesday night, 31 points. He's coming up on 1,000 career scoring points. But what has he meant for your team, not only this season, but over the last 4 years?
Yeah, that kid's been great for us. You know, really – his development has been exactly what you would hope for as a coach. He was our sixth man as a freshman when you have a post player doing that at, you know, 14 years old and playing in the post against 17, 18 year olds, he got beat up on a lot that year. And he didn't play very much, but he was still our sixth man. And then for him to, you know, go from his freshman year to 7 points a game as a sophomore, 16 last year, and then to make another big jump this year. I think he's over 22 a game right now. He can score the ball, and that's a big part of basketball. And then I think his defense has also came along that he's just been a great player to have.
Now, looking at the matchup tonight with Linden, a team that's got four players averaging close to 10 points a ball game, led in scoring by freshman Kaysen Rhodes, who's kind of coming off of an ankle injury earlier in the season but has really been playing some good basketball. How are you going to try to limit their offensive attack and then exploit them defensively?
Yeah, well, I think we're going to have to find a way to get them off the three-point line. I know they really liked to shoot it and got plenty of capable shooters, and But you got to find that line and keep them off the three-point line and keep them out of the paint. Try to make them settle for those mid-range jump shots that not very many teams practice and shots you're willing to give up if you're going to give up one. So hopefully we can keep them in that range and give them one shot each possession. You really got to rebound. If you're giving them three attempts at a three-point shot, they're probably going to make one of them. So you gotta get them off the glass. And then defensively, offensively, we gotta get the ball inside. Again, I have a hard time believing really anybody can guard Octavian outside of maybe one or two guys in the state. So they're gonna have to do something to adjust on him. And so we're gonna have to find ways to get him the ball to work inside out. And hopefully we're playing with some tempo and can make some shots and just see where it goes.
Now, with substate pairings already announced with you guys hosting Pratt Skyline on Monday, how is you guys' mindset heading into tonight with the quick turnaround with postseason place on Monday?
Yeah, it's a tricky spot. It's a frustrating spot to be in, but I don't have long enough to dive into that one. But, I told the kids it's a game that we want to win. You gotta want to win every game you play, and regardless of it, affecting your postseason route, it could come into play if you make it all the way to the state tournament. So it's still a win that you need to go get. And, we're playing basketball. So we're playing a game and we want to win.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. It's always been a real treat covering you guys throughout this season and wish you the best of luck tonight and throughout the rest of this season.
Well, I appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you.
That was head coach Alex McNeil. We'll take a quick break and get Ryan Haskins on the headset with his pregame thoughts. But you're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities, and by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And Shankey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
And we welcome you back into the Mel's Tire pregame show on Country 101.7 FM. Michael Deeker joined by head coach of the Linden Tigers, Ryan Haskins. His team now 11-10 on the season. And coach, winners of the last two after dropping two to very good Opie and Lebo teams here a couple weeks ago. But what's been the difference in these last two games?
The difference in the last two games is just playing good teams a lot down the stretch of the season and taking some tough losses to the chin, but still bouncing back. And the kids have been great at practice, working hard every single day. We knew we needed to fix some things after losing to Opie and Lebo, and the kids have responded really well. We're still not quite there yet as far as playing our best basketball, but we're getting closer.
Now, you know, with that close overtime loss to Lebo, you know, when a team like that has such a close loss, that can either, you know, make or break, you know, your season. But how, you know, you mentioned how the kids have responded, but how would that help you guys as you head into this final week of the regular season and then into sub-state play?
Just knowing that we've been battle-tested the entire season, especially with a lot of our guys being out multiple games this year, we've had to dial up some different rotations throughout the year, and kids have stepped up and filled new roles throughout the year. But we're getting close to being 100%.
Now, you mentioned, you know, missing some kids, you know, Kaysen Rhodes coming back from that ankle injury that he kind of had during the Flint Hills League shootout. But how important, you mentioned the kids stepping up, but now that you're getting back to full strength, having those kids develop, you know, in times when your team was kind of down with the injuries, how important is that, you know, heading into not only tonight, but all, you know, your game against Harrington next week and then into sub-state?
Well, it was a tough injury for Kaysen a few weeks ago, right before semifinals game. He's just shooting after practice and went up to tip the ball in and came down on his ankle. And
that's part of sports. So it's been a process getting him back to full strength, but you'll know when he's really back at full strength because he'll start attacking the rim a little bit more than what he has been. He's been shooting the ball as well as anybody we've had the last 6 years that I've been at Linden. But during that time, we've had Cameron Weston step up. James Marcotte's been good. Joe Biggs has been good. All the kids have really, in general, been good. It's never been lack of effort with this group. It's just figuring out the pieces in the rotations to make us be good down the stretch of the season.
Now, you guys played Burlingame here a week ago and won that victory 63-46. Drake Skirvin, one of the best post players in the area. You're going to have another good post player tonight in Octavian Dean, a player that can go out to, you know, score 30 points a night if his team's needed. But an inside-outside game that Alex McNeil brings to the table tonight. But how are you looking to limit the inside and then also taking away their perimeter shooting?
We got to be good at fronting the post and getting the backside help, making it tough for them to throw it over the top. If we're good at that, we'll have a chance to win tonight. If we struggle with it and get in foul trouble early, it could be a long night for us.
Now, you know, heading into this last couple games of the regular season, what's been the key takeaways overall of this 25-26 season, Coach?
It's been a big improvement from last year, and we knew it would. But just sports and life in general, you're going to have bumps along the road, and the kids have responded to it, and we're getting closer each and every year. We still have a young team, but even with a young team, there's not excuses. We just have to play good down the stretch of the season.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Wish you the best of luck tonight and throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That was Head Coach Ryan Haskins of the Linden Tigers. We'll wrap up the Mel's Tire pregame show, get Ken Hansen back on the headset, and come back with starters and tip-off next on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama Tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 or Yokohama Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality services on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Grant Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Area high school basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial flat work or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area high school basketball brought to you by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. By Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information.
Area high school basketball brought to you by the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison, and Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Welcome back to Linden High School. Michael Dicker alongside Ken Hansen. Boys affair just about ready to get underway, and we've got a good one here tonight, Ken. Madison 14-6 on the season. Linden 11-10. But Linden defeating Waverly last time out, 48-41. Madison a victory over Chase County by 11, 60-49. Two really good players here.
Yes.
Cason Rhodes, the freshman, 15 points the ball game. Octavian Dean, the post player, 22 points the ball game. He's getting close to 1,000 career points. Had a big night against Chase County last time we saw him for 31 points. But that'll be the two difference makers, or the key players tonight moving down for this contest.
I'll be interested in seeing Cason Rhodes because I heard a lot about him, and I missed him. We missed him at the Flint Hills League tournament. You got to see him play as he was coming back, though, against Opie. But now he's in full stride.
And he had, I think, 15 points in the loss to Opie, where they lost by six.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell he was not at full strength. That dribble drive wasn't there. But according to Ryan Haskins, he's close, and he could be back to 100%. And that's a big difference maker for Ryan Haskins and the Linden Tigers. But let's go ahead and get into the starting lineups, brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For Madison in their road black uniforms, gold number, and I believe Madison across the chest in yellow.
Yep.
Be a 5'11 junior Braden Grimmett, 5'9 senior Lane Smith, 5'9 freshman Cooper Luthy, 6'3 senior Javi Alba Mendez, and the 6'2 senior Octavian Dean. Madison coached by Alex McNeil, assisted by Zach Nissen. Madison, they will play Pratt Skyline on Monday night in Madison, 6 p.m. tip. So their postseason play is already aware what's going on. So looking at for Linden and their starters will be senior Lucas Griffin, freshman Cason Rhodes, senior James Marcotte, sophomore Joey Biggs, and sophomore Kendall Wine. And Linden coached by Ryan Haskins, assisted by Ty Bland. Once again, those starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems. Mind you guys, if your favorite athlete had a great game that we should know about, nominate them to be the KBUE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kbue.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and the stats, and then listen on Monday mornings at the 7:50 a.m. sportscast, as well as the Monday morning quarterback, to hear that week's Athlete of the Week. Seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KBUE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship. Nominate your athlete today once again at kvoe.com/athlete. That's kvoe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks. For fast, reliable, high-speed internet, go to mtnetworks.com for more information. Ken, your keys to tonight's contest.
Number one for Linden is contain Octavian Dean. How are you going to be able to do that? I think they're going to have to do that by making this an up-tempo game. Try to wear him out. If you're Madison, again, establish Octavian Dean early on and see what, and just let it kind of go from there. And they're also capable of getting a good night from Braden Grimmett. So this is going to be a fun matchup.
Yeah, Grimmett, you know, we mentioned Dean having 31 Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Grimmett had 18.
Yeah.
He hit some big outside shots, so that'll be a big difference here tonight in this contest. But it's Marcotte versus Mendez at the half-court circle, won by Madison in the hands of Luthi. Madison going left to right on your radio dial. Grimmett has it on the left wing. Going along the perimeter against the man-to-man defense. Mendez, far side Luthi, looking side to Dean. As trying to find him in the pass, going to be off the mark and out of bounds. It'll be an early turnover for the Bulldogs on their first possession.
Yeah, just being a little careless that time.
Tigers with it in their home white uniforms. Tigers across the chest in black, trimmed in orange. Underneath the wine, high off the glass, no good. Get his own board, and it's put back good. An official timeout as Luthi might have to be subbed out. I had a